This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I love this movie.
I've been double horning every song that they play.
You cannot double horn John Parr.
Well, I know I can't, but that's why I'm doing it.
Are you going to double horn every song this afternoon? All 16 songs?
You play some Frank Sinatra, I'm going to double horn it.
Deal.
Wow. Coming right up.
I get a kick out of you, please. That's my request.
Ooh, I would have gone with My Way.
It's a good one, too. I just like I get a kick out of you because it talks about airplanes.
McDonald's is slashing the prices of its combo meals after admitting its menu has gotten too expensive.
You don't say.
The fast food chain said its most popular combo meals will be 15% less than the cost of buying the items separately. McDonald's is also expanding its combo offerings to offer a $5 breakfast deal and an $8 Big Mac and McNuggets special? Well, hang on.
That's actually quite the deal.
$8 for a Big Mac, fries, and a drink now?
And nuggets is what I heard.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's super cheap because the Big Mac meal regularly right now is like $12.
You're kidding.
McDonald's has not. It went from the super cheap option to the not cheap option.
I was rolling the kids through there recently, and I thought, when did this become a sit-down restaurant?
Yeah. You used to be able to take the whole family for $20. Now it's two people, $20 minimum.
You're kidding.
No. Like when I get breakfast there for Mary Beth and I, it's $23. Now, granted, I eat a lot of food, but it is $23.
Well, I've gone to McDonald's for you before.
For breakfast?
You're an animal.
I eat a lot of food. I'm sorry. I get two meals.
He was doing me a favor one time.
Sam and I are spirit animals.
He was doing me a favor one time, and he got stuck on the morning show, and I happened to have to come to work that morning and cut some commercials. And I was leaving the gym, and I called him, and I said, hey, I'm going to swing by the radio station here in a little bit. Do you want me to pick you up some breakfast? You know, because he's been here since 4 o'clock in the morning. Nothing's open at 4.
I was very grateful.
You know where this is going. This is going to sound very familiar to me.
He says to me, he goes, can you get me... Correct me if I get your order wrong. Two sausage egg McMuffins and two hash browns.
That's correct. And a large coffee.
And I go, that's right, a large coffee. I go, for one person?
Yeah.
And he wrote back, yeah, is that okay? And I'm thinking, two sausage egg McMuffins, two hash browns. You have literally eaten your entire day's caloric value.
Yeah, that's breakfast, baby.
Yeah, but when you got all that muscle, you got all that muscle mass, you're humming.
Great point from the text line. Yeah, the dollar menu, everything used to be a dollar. Now the cheapest thing is like $2, and then it goes up from there, three, four, five.
It's called the dollar menu because that's the currency that they use to display the prices.
It's now the value menu. They had to change the name because they got so much grief for it.
Do you want to hear something real gross? When I was in middle school, my brother and I used to ride our bikes to Subway on Sunday, and they would do a 2 foot longs for the price of one. And we would both walk out of there with 2 foot longs.
Oh, I did that too.
And we would eat
would
them
you
all
eat
in,
them?
Yeah, in one sitting.
The entire 12 inches?
Okay, Dana.
Saving that one. Yeah, the $5 yes, footlong is the best.
Sandwiches would be consumed per person.
All 24 inches.
Okay. I like how you're looking at me right now, Scott.
You put all 12 inches in your mouth?
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
I'm talking about a sandwich.
Just throw it
out. I'm talking about a sandwich.
But yeah, it's gotten out of hand. That's why I really, really love the fast casual Mexican food restaurant where you could buy burritos and bowls because it's still $10. It has been $10. It hasn't changed. Mm. You can still go get a lot of food for
not
$10.
My bowl's at least 18 bucks.
Well, you're doing it wrong.
Where's this? What?
Chipotle.
Oh, Chipotle.
That's because I'm doubling up on the protein.
Ah, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have an announcement to make today.
It's back to the program.
This has taken way too long.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh.
But Sam.
I am so ready.
As you well know, Commander Jesse Reed has given me my call sign a long time ago. It's TWIMS. The windshield is my seatbelt.
That is correct.
And he has put a lot of thought into this. A lot of thought.
I only had to ask for it like 19 times.
And we have, as of today, your naval aviator call sign.
Do I get to set this up?
Commander, please.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
Well, in my defense, by the way, Sam, the way I got his call sign was because you were a good sport. And remember, you gave me a lot of dirt on Scott.
I did give you a lot of things that we make fun of
Scott
for. And
that's an important... That's important in this whole call sign game because that's what a call sign is based on.
It's not a compliment.
It's not a compliment. There is no Iceman out there. There is no Hollywood.
Maverick.
There are unspeakable names for call signs.
Are some of them vulgar?
Some of them are acronyms that contain vulgarities in them. Okay. Yes. Yes. Some of them are names like mine for a very embarrassing moment. Shall not be named.
Yours is Ahab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The from Moby Dick.
Yeah. So I did not get the same cooperation, actually, Sam, on your behalf. You're too squeaky clean is the problem.
So is this alluding back to your comment about Scott never texting you back?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. No, it's just nobody really has any dirt on you. So it took me a little bit longer to pull this together. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. And just to refresh, like the most recent call sign we did was for Dana. Was that story where she bought the rug a month or so ago and it was disgusting?
It smelled like death.
Yeah, and then she regretted taking it. And you guys were sort of ridiculing her, right?
And so you named her Goodwill.
Goodwill, yeah, because let's all face it, if you need to get rid of something, like there's lots of nice stuff I've given to Goodwill over the years, but I'm going to be honest, there's some...
Turds.
There's some things I was trying to just get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And Goodwill took it.
And they probably took it, put it in the trash.
So that's Dana. She's Goodwill. She'll take your stuff. But working with Sam here, it took me a while here. There's a lot of things about it. There's a lot of different routes I was going. The first one that I started to explore was Sam's affiliation with a convenience store. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do work at a convenience store.
So I had some names there, and they weren't really resonating. You know, QT for Quick Trip or KG for Come and Go.
The spaghetti wasn't sticking to the wall.
Big Gulp. There was the I can't say over the radio, the cultural appropriation of the former convenience store character in The Simpsons that got canceled. I was going to use that one, and I got a big hard no for that one.
You do realize the Big Gulp is from 7-Eleven.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's a convenience store.
All right.
It's a recognizable.
Love how you fully described the thing that you got the big note for.
I did. Well, I didn't say the name, but... Let's just say that's what it was for. So, and then I remembered his affinity for conspiracy theories, and I started to go down that road too. And I was thinking, okay, what can we call him? We can call him like Lee Harvey or Alex Jones or something like that. You know,
Alex
AJ, QAnon.
I'm loving this.
QAnon.
QAnon, that would have been awesome.
That didn't stick either. And then Sam, last time I was in the show, Sam was telling me, and we've kind of alluded to it here, that he had this fitness certification he got, and he's going into personal training. And then, as often happens when the call sign kind of hits you, it's like these this ray of sunshine comes down from heaven and just shines. And there's like the voice of angels and you're like,
yeah.
And there was a call sign. That's how it was for Twims.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
And I realized we got to go with the fitness route.
Okay.
And so I started thinking of like, what's some of my famous favorite fitness trends over the year? I was thinking of sweating to the oldies. And I'm like, okay, maybe there's like a Richard Simmons reference here or something like that. And then it hit me. It just came out of nowhere. Scott, do you have it all queued up there? Do you have the commercial?
Women in shape and tone their arms. You've seen the commercial. Now, wouldn't you like to see it again? If you're like me, you can't get enough of this Shapely commercial. At first, I couldn't believe it was real. Then, I realized it was. Then, I made sure no one was around. And then I did a third thing.
That is the infamous SNL skit.
Oh, I was like, that is not the Shake Weight commercial. I was very concerned we were about to get a curse word in there.
It's one of the many satirical takes on one of the most famous fitness flops in all of time.
Flops.
The Shake Weight.
Nice.
Can you demonstrate the Shake Weight for us?
No, I would appreciate not doing that, actually.
I can do it.
Okay, go for it. Well, higher.
Get it near your face.
Oh, God.
So
that's pretty good. I like it.
We officially dubbed the Shake Weight.
Okay. Wait, I'm not supposed to like it. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Darn.
It's a fitness flop.
I like it.
Did you hear they came out with, I actually heard just yesterday after I had come to this decision here that they have made a new updated version of the Shake Weight. It's called the Jacked Up Shake Weight. I'm not even kidding.
No.
You're lying.
Takes both hands.
I heard a podcaster
All right, guys.
Do a commercial bit for it as one of their advertisements recently.
What? Scott and I are both frantic.
There it is.
Hopefully they're not trying to run a commercial here on 98.1.
It is a science-backed fast twitch muscle activator designed to sharpen your reaction speed and maximize explosive strength. Mm-hmm.
Sam, that's basically you right there.
The all-new Shake Weight is now 6 pounds. The original was 5.
Nope, do not.
I can't read the next line.
The next line. I'm looking at it too.
Folks, if you don't know what Shake Weight is, when you're done driving, if you're in the car, Google it and have a good laugh. At Sam's expense.
And if you want to know the line we couldn't read or wouldn't read on the air, just Google Jacked Up Shake Weight.
It is the last line of the description, and it does have to do with the fact that you can now shake weight with both hands.
This is what we couldn't read.
Thank you for stopping yourself.
And you can't
yourself.
Either.
Which part?
This part right here.
I didn't even know that was there. That's good.
That's why I stopped, and that's why Sam goes, nope, don't do it.
It's good stuff.
Don't do it. All right, quick break. We got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock
Shake
news.
Weight.
The airing of the grievances. We do it every Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, definitely double horns on Steely Dan.
Steely Dan. That was my request last time I was here. It was a Steely Dan song, and you guys played it for me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just a couple of headlines real quick. Not getting anything political, but we are a news talk station, if nothing else. Kilmar Abrego Garcia has been released from federal custody. And as far as I can tell, based on the story, is a free man at the moment. And the Department of Justice has released the transcript of the Ghislaine Maxwell interview.
Those two interviews they did back-to-back days that were like 14 hours long.
Mm-hmm. She says she doesn't remember whether the president submitted a message for Epstein's 50th birthday book. Okay. Okay, sweet.
We're not getting political.
No, we're not. But you don't remember if Donald Trump gave you a page for the book for his 50th birthday party. Okay. Yeah, that's how you end up in a prison camp in Texas.
She also says that there is, quote, no list.
I believe that, actually. I think there's a file, but
it would be pretty wild for them to have just a list of all of the people that they have blackmail information against.
But this isn't about Trump, and it's not about right wing, left wing. It's about people in power, people of power.
Yeah.
This whole case reeks to me.
Well, it's just like the JFK conspiracy theories, and you know, I buy into a lot of it. The people that think that there's going to be some document that outlines that the CIA hired these people on this date to carry out this shooting. No, that's not going to exist.
Right. But people would have information. People would know. I know you're talking about JFK. There would, and most of those people are probably dead by now. But there would have been people who knew what was going on. Now, was it just one guy? Was it Lee Harvey Oswald? And, you know, he was acting alone, lone wolf, blah, 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 shoots the head off the president. And strangely, his head goes backwards when he was firing from behind. Whatever. I don't know. No, nobody in the CIA is going to write that stuff down. You know, we hired Lee Harvey Oswald today to shoot the president's head off, blah, 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 signed so-and-so. No. But there would have been people who knew if there was a conspiracy that involved the CIA or Cuba or Russia or the Soviet Union, sorry, or if it was a mob hit, there would have been people who knew.
Yeah. And similarly to the Epstein case, there's tons of people who knew exactly what went on that island. But to know what went on that island, you had to be on that island.
By the way, where is the island?
In the Caribbean.
I got that part figured out. Is it in the Bahamas?
Oh, I don't know.
The U.S. or British certain islands?
Epstein Island. Let's find out. Little St. James in St. Thomas. There you go.
The bottom line is nobody can keep big secrets that long.
They kept the JFK one pretty good.
What secret?
Was he alone?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't believe any other alternative explanation because it would have leaked by now.
That's not a small island. There are three fairly good-sized islands south of St. Thomas, and the Epstein Island is the second one.
For instance, if the moon landing was fake...
Oh, God. You have no idea what you've just done.
I very intentionally brought that up to Lee Harvey slash Shake Weight over here. Lee Harvey Shake Weight. Maybe we'll just combine the two calls. So Lee Harvey Shake Weight.
Continue, Commander. If the moon landing was fake...
Somebody at NASA would have spilled the beans by now. That would take a massive effort of people involved in that to fake that. Somebody would have spilled the beans.
That's why I've always argued, I'm not trying to get everybody all riled up and started,
harumph,
but if 9/11 was an inside job, somebody's conscience would have caught up with them and they would have said, I can't do this anymore.
But that would be, okay, I don't want to get into this. That would be to suggest that they were passing on the conspiracy to the other people that were involved. The whole idea of a well-set-up conspiracy is that people are carrying it out for you without knowing they're carrying it out for you.
No, don't poof me. You don't shoot the head off a president and not know that you're shooting the head off a president.
Well, so who planted the explosives in the Twin Towers then and then was like afterwards like, oh, man, I wonder why somebody had me do that.
Thought that was a lunchbox.
Again, I don't want to get into it, but...
They said deliver 50 lunchboxes to the basement of World Trade Tower 1.
It was on floor 37.
We can't keep secrets that are vital to national security in this country, much less things like this.
Good point. That's why conspiracy theories are very hard for me to follow. And Dana's predecessor once, Mike Shannon, said this really well one time. And I'm paraphrasing, but close enough to be dangerous. To pull off a perfect conspiracy theory, everybody has to sell their soul and never, ever open their mouth.
Yeah.
And now I don't know who else went to the island and engaged in bad behavior. It wasn't just him. I guarantee you that.
But for you,
him being Epstein,
I was on the island and I saw you're kind of making yourself. That's kind of the whole point of the whole blackmail situation is that to say that you saw X, Y, and Z on Epstein Island, that also means that you were on the island.
Yeah.
And were you conducting nefarious activities with minors?
Now, if somebody is on a flight, even if it's a private jet, do they have to keep a flight log of who's on it? And if so, why? And could you lie?
I mean, usually, yeah, there's a passenger manifest required. At least I think
required by whom? The government?
The FAA, yeah. They got to know who's getting on airplanes.
Okay. Could you lie?
I suppose you could.
I mean, let's say, just to be fair here, let's say Jeffrey Epstein gets on the plane. Mm-hmm. So does Donald Trump and Bill Clinton on the same flight. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you just say Jeffrey Epstein was the only one who got on the flight?
And two additional passengers. I believe you have to state how many people are on, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know rules from my end of it, which is actual commercial aviation and not corporate. We're talking now private entities here, private jets, things like that.
Right.
And I don't know their proclivity to lie about these sorts of things, but you know they obviously had no morals or scruples, so who knows what they're willing to lie about.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Jesse Reed, Commander Jesse Reed, filling in for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott, here on KMBZ. So you do not devil horn Ozzy Osbourne.
Why?
You do the outfield and air supply, but not Ozzy Osbourne. It's not heavy enough. Not metal enough.
Okay, you're lying now again.
You're damn right okay. I am.
Could see right through you, Parks.
one of the best running backs in NFL history says the league told teams not to select Shedeur Sanders in the 2025 NFL draft. Told teams do not draft him, Shedeur Sanders. Pro Football Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson spoke with Fred Rogan and Rodney Peet on the Rogan and Rodney show on 570 LA Sports. Okay, whatever. Who cares?
Now, to be clear, this is just a theory that he has. We were talking conspiracy theories. This guy's got one.
He said he's got it from a really good source. Well, The longtime LA Rams star said he thought the Rams should have selected Sanders in the draft. He added what he heard about messaging to teams ahead of the draft about the Colorado standout. Quoting here, I tell you this much. What I heard from someone that is in the NFL is that the NFL told teams, don't draft him. Do not draft him. We're going to make an example out of him. And this came from a very good source. A very good source. End quote. Dickerson's source also said that league officials called the Cleveland Browns during the draft after Sanders fell much further than anticipated to change the prior messaging and say, okay, he's fallen far enough, you can now draft him.
Okay. Is that the end of the story?
Well, I can read the rest of it, but it's kind of
Well, I mean,
long.
That's the important stuff, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is interesting. I think he is the first player ever, and I could be wrong, so text line, light me up if I am. I think he is the first player ever to be invited to the first round of the NFL draft to have a spot on the couch inside the room of the draft and turn it down so that you can go and hang out in the studio that your dad built for you because that's cooler in your eyes. I mean, it really has a level of pompous arrogance that you could see the NFL wanting to make an example out of that, but I just don't think he was that good.
Well, yeah, so, and here's my other question. The NFL, the league, is its own entity, but ultimately the teams are owned by billionaires that own their teams.
Who want to win.
Who want to win. Why would they go, okay, we'll just follow what the NFL is texting us to do here. What's their motivation to follow those orders or not? Get some kind of favorable future ruling on some future misconduct by a player or something? I don't understand the leverage that the league would have on a billionaire that owns their own team as far as when they draft somebody.
And who can't get kicked out. I think it's nearly impossible to kick an owner out of the NFL.
Yeah, we're talking about deep conspiracy here.
And again, when somebody says, I have a very good source, that means nothing to me.
Okay. Okay.
He's an ex-football player. He's not held to some journalistic standard.
That is true.
And I think he had a lot of hype. And quite frankly, the numbers did not bear out the hype that he had.
I don't think it's just numbers. I do think we were correct in that there was some smugness and some a little bit of arrogance and self-importance going on there. And as far as an attitude, I don't want that on my team. I want somebody who's a leader, not look at me before they've even, you know, paid their dues yet. Yeah.
Well, and if he's anything like Dion, then they have a lot of tape of not being a very good teammate in the locker room. Dion was constantly bullying people. He made everyone around him better. But
he was a damn good
there
player.
There wasn't a whole lot of positivity coming out of his mouth towards his fellow
players.
It's
probably players. Like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, you ever watched that Last Dance?
Yeah, I was going to say, Michael Jordan could be rather aggressive and rough.
Oh, he was tough to play with.
With his teammates.
Well, and you can do it if you're the best of the best, which is why at the time, Dion was the best of the best
and
in his position.
Keep in mind, he was not only a two-sport player, he played both sides of the line in football. And then he played baseball at the same time.
So he could get away with it. And they talk about toxic players. And Shadur, again, they're assuming he's going to be toxic if he's anything like his dad. And he's not the best of the best.
But his dad, in his toxicity, is also a damn good college football coach.
Yeah.
So did Dion, because I can't remember back this far, when he first entered the league, was he wearing that same sort of character, or did he play a few years and earn his stripes and then start to get that
I'm the only one old enough to remember, sadly.
I've watched the documentary.
If I'm not mistaken, he was a little tepid in his first 2 years, got the nickname Primetime. Well, let me rephrase, gave himself the nickname Primetime. Am I wrong about that, Sam?
According to the documentaries that I watched, which I'm sure he had a heavy hand in what was put in there and what wasn't, so take that with a grain of salt, he was a standout out of the gate, and he acted like it. He knew that he's – I almost said a bad word. He knew
that his poop didn't stink.
Yeah, he knew that he was the best player on the field. He knew that he was the most athletic player on the field, and he put it in everybody's face every single play. But his teammates, quite frankly, at the end of the day, while they probably hated it in the moment, thanked him after the fact because they forced him to be better.
From the text line, Jordan won championships. So did Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
He's got a Super Bowl ring, if not two.
But you take that toxicity and you look at somebody like Shadur and you look at their numbers at Colorado, and he did not perform to the level of that toxicity, is my point.
But what would be the point of the NFL telling teams not to draft? I mean, make it.
If
Eric Dickerson is telling the truth that he's got a really good source, and I know we're not a sports station, we don't break down games, but sometimes sports transcends the news and it becomes news. And we'll never tell you the score of a game, nor do we break it down and tell you how many yards or hits somebody got in a game. But I find these kind of conversations interesting. If Eric Dickerson is telling the truth, and he's got a source high up in the NFL who says that the NFL was calling teams, all 32 teams, and telling them, do not draft Shadur Sanders. We're going to make an example out of him. For what? To follow your argument, Sam, because he would be toxic in a locker room? The teams would already know that and wouldn't want a part of that.
I think is why he fell. I think this is just him trying to paint Shadur in a better light. And I'm sure he's a great football player, but he's not Patrick Mahomes.
My impression of the relationship between the league and the owners has been that it's at best adversarial. I've never gotten the impression that the league and the owners all are just kind of hunky-dory together and get along fine. I feel like there's a bit of a give and take there. So I go back to my earlier point, which is I don't understand what their incentive would be to go, oh, the league's telling us that they're sending us these text messages not to draft him. Okay, let's do that.
I don't understand the incentive. That's right. He gave himself the prime time, and it wasn't just a nickname. It was an alter ego. He gave himself the prime time alter ego in college.
Was it in college that he started? Where did he go to school?
That's a great question.
Was it Florida State or Miami? I can't recall.
Some great documentaries, by the way. Very inspirational.
I actually, in high school, got a free pizza from Pizza Hut because of Deion Sanders. Thank you very much. Indirectly.
What did he do for a kid from Kansas?
We had an assignment my sophomore year English class that we had to write a complaint letter. We had to practice writing a complaint letter. This is back when you wrote letters and put stamps on envelopes and mailed it. And so I was trying to figure out something to complain about.
I still do that.
You write checks too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I was looking for something to complain about, and there was this commercial campaign with Pizza Hut back then that had Deion Sanders, and they were sort of making fun of the whole – I don't know if you remember Deion Sanders at one point was like the highest paid guy, and there was this big contract controversy. And in the commercial, he keeps saying like, give me more, give me more. And it was sort of alluding to the fact that he wasn't happy with what he was making, but it was a pizza commercial. So anyway, I wrote this letter, and I was kind of stretching, but it was the assignment. It's like, I'm kind of disappointed in your advertising campaign, it was basically a complaint about Deion Sanders. And I sent it in to Pizza Hut, and sure enough, I got a nice response from them. We are sorry if our campaign offended you.
Well, you actually sent it to Pizza Hut.
That was the assignment in English class.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you had to actually send it.
I wasn't even that upset about it, but I was. So I picked that, and I got a certificate for a free pizza out of it.
That's lovely.
Yeah, thanks, Deion.
Thanks, Prime Time. Did you guys ever watch the docuseries? I think it's just called Prime.
Yeah, it's great.
Or Coach Prime. Prime. It is good. It's really good.
He's a very inspirational guy.
Yeah.
He's also not a very nice guy. He also ran track in college.
Where did he go? You didn't say.
Florida State.
Florida State. Yeah, that's what I thought.
So he was a three-sport athlete in college.
Baseball, football, and track?
Yep.
Dang. Wow.
I know he's going through this illness right now. I wonder if, your personality changes on the backside of something scary like that.
What was the cancer that he had?
You were asking me a lot of questions that I don't
know. I think it was it bladder cancer and they removed his bladder?
Bladder cancer, yep.
Oh, wow.
How do you survive without a bladder?
Well, when we brought this up initially, I had told you that I knew a guy for a long time. He lived for 25 years post his surgery who effectively didn't have anything natural from the top to the bottom.
Huh.
And he was supposed to die within 6 months and lived for 25 years.
Hmm. I mean, I'm assuming you have some sort of like a
catheter?
Or a colostomy bag or.
Didn't really get into the details with him, but I know that he had so many surgeries and removals of things because of his cancer kept spreading that it was described to me that It was basically just a tube from top to bottom.
Wow.
Sam, you weren't like, dude, show me your back. Yeah.
Can you see through it?
Take off your shirt, dude.
Whoa.
Can I show my friend? Hey, dude, come over here. Check this out.
913-586-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. So in a little over an hour, Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Death horns up.
That is a banger right there.
Who is this?
Counting Crows. Come on.
Oh, nice. Somebody asked a question on the text line. I want to address this just for a second, and I mean no disrespect. Scott, did you go see Melissa Etheridge last night? Sam and I went and saw her, was it 5 years ago, 4 years ago? It was 4 years ago. It was in 2021.
Yeah, it was right after the pandemic because I tried to give her a hug and her people were like, no. Yeah,
6 feet away. And yeah, we did the meet and greet with Melissa Etheridge. We had to stand 6 feet away from her and take
pictures.
One of the
most awkward pictures I've ever taken.
Yeah, mine's pretty awkward too. But anyway.
Was it you guys just 6 feet away from her? That's the photo?
Yeah.
Well, she's over there to my right and I'm 6 feet to her left.
They had a marking on the floor, too, and they told us beforehand, you do not cross
you
that line.
You maggots will not cross that line.
And I went in for a hug, and they did not appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeesh. Well, this was in the spring, if I'm not mistaken, of 2021.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Where the vaccine had just been made available to the public. And she played in Leavenworth, her hometown. It was the first time, I think, in 30-something years she had played in Leavenworth, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember the conversation correctly. And we ended up getting, I'll just say that there was a high-ranking city employee who got us some really good seats.
It was pretty awesome.
And his wife, who I knew, and may or may not have gone to
rich
prom.
Rich get richer.
And may or may not have gone to prom with when I was in high school.
And you know he loves that you throw that out there every time.
Oh, he knows her. I'm not kidding. I did take your wife to prom, but she wasn't your wife yet. And we didn't do anything.
Okay, anyway, so we were at Etheridge.
We danced.
And we had a great spot. And where are you going with this
so
story?
So the person asked for...
The person asked me.
We did. We danced all night.
Vertical.
Totally standing up. And I'm going to stop. I did not go to Melissa Etheridge last night. I saw her in Leavenworth, which I don't think can be topped. She was so emotional that night and so good.
Oh, she stopped and cried in the middle of multiple songs because of how happy she was to be home and how welcoming everybody was.
It was awesome. It was at the Riverfront Plaza. It was awesome. But at my advanced age, I have to be very particular about which bands I'm going to see on a school night.
You're not going to function the next morning.
No,
if you stay
up too late. it's too much, you know. And so if it's Shinedown or Iron Maiden, Prince is dead. If it's one of my number one favorite bands, I'll definitely go on a school night. I went to Shinedown a couple weeks ago on a school night. I'll do that.
And you were worthless the next day.
And I felt it.
It's tough.
And I don't even drink.
It's tough.
I don't even drink. This is a jam. This is a baller. This is devil horn straight up to the ceiling.
Amen.
Yeah. So, no, I did not. I love Melissa Etheridge. I love her music. She is fantastic live if you've never seen her. But with respect to sweet Melissa Etheridge, who has a sign in Leavenworth and I don't, I'm probably not staying up till midnight to watch Melissa Etheridge.
You know who should not stay up to watch either, and this is going viral? Have you seen the videos of David Lee Roth on tour?
Oh, we'll talk when we get back. We will talk when we get back. And grinders, do not get mad at me when I say what I'm about to say here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.